your shoes.
I know. I didn't want to.
Okay, are we recording?
Heel on? Yeah, it's on. Allegedly.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
welcome back.
You guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, stop begging us to come back.
Where have you been? Where have you guys been?
We've heard the comments. We understand that you're begging for us to come back. So here we finally are.
And...
like, get a chill like, pill, okay?
But are we're not obsessed? Back for good, though. That's the thing. We're just...
We decided to, well, honestly, we never really put pressure on ourselves for anything, but we just decided to just film when we want, record when we want. No, we have no schedule. So when you get a piece, you get a piece, and that's that. We don't know when we'll be back again.
We'll stop ghosting you guys, though. Okay, so I was watching a podcast clip yesterday, and I'm like, this was so fun.
Yeah,
our
me too.
Our cute little set, and like, I do really enjoy it. I just think we have a lot going on. We don't always have time.
Well, yeah, I came over here because this podcast is in our old office, because we still have our old office as well. And I was walking by and I peeked my head in here and I'm like, wait a second, this is the cutest little thing. I forgot we even had a podcast.
I know, it is cute.
So we had to start it up again.
And no one asked, but by the way, I set all of this up. Thank you. That felt good.
And watch it not be recording or filming.
Yeah, I know. I'm really nervous. That's why I keep checking.
So anyways, what have we
missed out on? Okay, well, we've done a lot.
On.
Our last one was like the Airbnb thing.
Yeah.
So
and shout out to Airbnb. They actually saw that episode and they reimbursed me for getting scammed. So I love Airbnb again. They're back
well,
in
they
my good graces.
Well, because you made a podcast though, so.
No, but it's still good for them though. They saw it. It's hard. Like, you know what customer service is like, Sid. So don't put shade on Airbnb. I love them and I'm still a little scared to use them again, but yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so since that was the Coachella stuff, then we went to Japan, then
okay, we don't need to do like a whole
yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that.
I'm
at
just
all.
Thinking like I, we're
honestly,
in our October era.
This is what I was thinking about though. We got back from Europe last week and I was thinking about this on my little drive to work. Georgia and I didn't get in a single fight.
I don't, is that true? This is like, why are you bringing this up? Are you trying to start a fight?
Because I feel like we're like a married couple now. Like, I feel like when I first moved back to Vancouver, we would like bump heads a lot because we're rooted in the same like morals, but like who we are as people is very different. Like, I'm a little more like energetic and obnoxious. And I've just like learned how to turn that off around Georgia.
Are you kidding? Really? Well,
I know not to talk to you in the morning.
So Sabrina is, I have so many things to respond to that. It gives me so much anxiety to like see someone else in the morning.
Yeah, she's like shy in the morning. But it's funny because I'm an all time, all day. I don't like 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
I'm just
other
really
than that,
calm.
Like, I'm like so.
I don't want to see anyone. Like, I say good morning to my mom. I make my coffee. And like, it's just a very, I have to wake up. I need like an hour to just like do my thing. Like, when someone comes into my space in the morning, I don't know why. It just really, like, I'm really uncomfortable and annoyed by it.
I have the most like energy in the morning, so I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, especially when we're traveling together, so we're like in the same hotel room, and I just was like, okay, any ideas I have right now, like, I have to tell her in like 2 hours, like at breakfast, so I'll like write them down.
So,
to like,
said I thought that I was getting better at it, but you just weren't telling me.
I for the first time in my life, I'm like, shut up, like, don't speak.
So Sabrina, we are dying for Sabrina to come back home. She keeps
literally
pushing it off. Like, in our last episode, we were saying she's coming home in August, but she's officially coming home October. And mom and I were talking about how she doesn't want to come home, whether she says that or she tells us
neither
that she doesn't want to. But yeah, Sydney, you didn't want to either. And I would just like to say that I showed Sydney the good life. Like, she came back and
well,
do
no,
you love it now?
No, I still love Toronto, though. Like, that was still
but
really
would you
hard
move back to Toronto?
Decision. It's
no.
Like, it's like if you say, like, would you go back to your toxic ex? Like,
Sydney, give me some credit here. Like, I showed you the good life,
no.
And you understand why I still
no,
live at
I
home
love
and
Toronto.
Why I'm in Vancouver.
I just, like, I am mature enough to know that that portion of my life is no more. But, like, that doesn't mean, like...
What portion of your life? Like, oh, no, you can't go to the club anymore. Like, there's just
I'm
so much better things
club.
Here. I just think, like, Sabrina's going to be the same. She's not down to come, but I'm going to show her the sweet life here, and she's going to love it, and
it's
she's not going to move
It's not even the sweet
up.
Life. It's like, you have to just, like, close the chapter and move forward.
It's the sweet life. Okay, mom made a really good pesto pasta last night. You don't get that in Toronto.
I okay. Oh my God. I'm not even getting into this.
I'm not going to be moving out anytime soon. Should we have like a 10-minute little business refresh?
It's been a crazy summer, but...
Crazy summer. Unbelievable.
It's so fun. Like, this is like... I love the chaos. Like, it's different every day. I've always said this. Like, no day at Strawberry Milk Mob is the same.
That is quite true.
And I love it.
And I'm very excited for Sabrina to come home and like fix all the problems, because she's very much so.
She's really good at that.
She does just fix everything. So I know I'll just be able to be like, it's all under control because Sabrina's there.
I do want to say though, like, it is such a rush, like every launch. I feel like it's like we're getting into a bit of a rhythm, and I feel like people are like, oh, another, but it's actually like every single drop, like we get so nervous. Mm-hmm. And like every morning on a drop day, I'll like go for a run, because at the end of the day, like, you design all this stuff and you spend time like putting it together, and it's like, it's really just like a couple people's opinions, and then you put it out. And then everyone will be like, oh, cute. And then it's like dropped in. It's like, did they like it? It's always so nerve wracking to see if it's like well received.
Totally. But never know. You like think you're going to know what's going to do well. We're headed into the holiday season, which is like my favorite time. We are doing the coolest, cutest stuff. Our advent calendars.
We're not doing an advent calendar.
Well, like a version of it.
Our version. Yeah. Well, okay, last year, I love the holiday season. I feel like last year people wanted more of a variety. So we're giving you more of a variety this year.
We totally, like, everyone hated our calendar last year. They still did well and we sold them out. But the reviews, you guys said that they were too expensive. So this year, obviously, we're going to make them...
We're going to do a bunch of different...
A better price. We're going to have tiers. We listen to every single thing you guys say. We're reading your comments every day, and we're constantly evolving and being better. And I think that's why we are finding so much success right now. But which is so funny, because our last episode was about airlines and how they don't change anything. Like, they lose your bag and don't change it.
Wait, you guys.
As a business, so you have to grow.
So you know how we had a whole episode where Georgia went on like a 10-minute rant about losing her bag? She lost it again.
Yeah, I did.
It happened to her again, and my mom was just laughing.
Was it Air Canada?
No.
I got a new suitcase, and I love my suitcase.
You should buy a lottery ticket, though, because honestly, like, you have really bad luggage luck. Luggage luck.
That would happen to me. Yeah, so, and now it's October. That's all of our business updates, okay? Now it's October. We went to the pumpkin patch already. Wait, it's so September. Fun. But we're in our October era.
Okay, yeah. Wait, how are we? Are so...
I'm wearing tights today. You guys can let me know if you like my gray tights. If you're watching this on YouTube. Gosh.
My mom will do the funniest thing. Okay, so she'll see Georgia wear something like a little more like out there. Nothing crazy, but like, for example, gray tights. And when she first sees it, she'll be like, Georgia, what are you wearing? Like,
she said she hates them.
She kind of will like ponder it. And then like a week later, she'll either A, buy the gray tights and start wearing them, or B, see someone else wearing gray tights and send us like a Instagram being like, look how cute, like, you guys gotta get some gray tights.
Everything. Every time. She does this with everything.
She bought like the little ballerina shoes once, and my mom was like, what the hell? The next day my mom bought them.
Yeah. Literally, I'm such a trendsetter in this household.
My dad has gray tights now.
I really like the gray tights. I just like wearing things that are different.
Well, you don't go that crazy. Let's relax.
I mean, sometimes I do.
You don't get too crazy.
Okay, whatever.
You don't get too crazy.
Leave it to your sister to dim your light. Okay, very typical.
Someone's got to dim it. It's not Brad.
Okay, so I thought we could talk about how I feel very ugly lately.
What?
I already told you this, okay? Don't act fake for the podcast. But I think that this, someone must resonate with this. Like, as a woman, I think there are some women out there that are gonna resonate. But I don't know why you go through like periods every couple of months where I just feel like the ugliest person on this planet. And I feel so like true. My skin is ugly, my hair is ugly, and no matter what I do, I'm just ugly. And it's like the weirdest thing. And it's not just like it's your time of the month and for that one week you feel ugly. Like, no, I'm really just in a time all of a sudden.
It's funny because I think Georgia is stunning, of course. And she sent me a picture the other day, and that's pretty much all she has to offer. And she sent me a picture, and she was like, it's like her at the pumpkin patch, and she looks so cute and beautiful.
No, I looked butt ugly in that photo.
So funny. And she sent me a picture, like, and she was like, oh my God. I was like, what? She's like, what the hell is this? I was like,
I don't remember.
I think I do the same thing though.
You do, for sure. Like, every once in a while you send a photo and it's like, who, I don't resonate with that woman. Like, who is that in the photo? That's not me. That's not who I thought I was that day. You know, I didn't even recognize myself. It was like disgusting.
She looked beautiful.
No, but I just think it's like such a normal phenomena, or whatever we want to call this, that girls go through, where you just honestly, and I think also it's maybe the amount of girls online that you see that are just gorgeous. I mean, even on my TikToks, I'm using the retouch filter, like, you know, the little check. Yeah,
but also, like, if I look like butt ugly, I'm not posting.
Yeah, true.
Like, totally. Well, someone's gonna pull up a TikTok and be like, explain this then.
Explain like, what? This. Who is this?
They stitch it. Like, if I look butt ugly, I don't post. They go, wah, wah, wah,
nah, 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 nah. No, but there's an extent to it. Yeah. Like, if it's really bad, then you're, I agree. And you don't post like photos that look bad. Like, and that goes for everyone. And so you have to remind yourself that. I guess I just wanted to quickly give a shout out to all the girls who think that they're ugly right now, and you're not ugly. And I don't know what the solution is. Like,
yeah, you're beautiful.
Everyone goes through it.
Well, even sometimes, like, I always have, like, a thought that crosses my mind. Like, imagine if I just, like, plastic surgeried my entire face.
Totally.
Like, wow.
I think plastic surgery is going out of style, though.
I just, A, like, the whole recovery time. B, like, my... I actually think about...
recovery time. The, well,
that's the real problem. I also think about, like, way too scared. Like, but also, like, one day you're going to have a daughter. I always think about this. And, like, she's going to have your genetics and, like... the stuff you have, and like, I don't want my daughter to be like, why do you have fox eyes?
Why don't I have the fox eyes, mom?
And I'd be like, oh, well, I actually cut my face open. No, you know what I mean?
No shade. Like, when I see girls who've gotten all that work done,
amazing.
I think it looks so good. And
they,
I'm like, amazing. I wish I had the guts to do that. Like, I wish I could get my whole face redone and just look bomb ass hottie.
They look amazing.
I don't have the guts to do it, though. I'm so scared of having any procedure. I've never even gotten lip filler. Like, I want to get some lips.
I was too scared to get my wisdom teeth out.
I'm so scared that I'm gonna have to get my appendix out. Like, it's my biggest fear. I cannot go under the knife.
I have thought about that too. Yeah, no, that like really scares me.
Totally.
Really, like,
even braces were freaky.
I have wisdom teeth, and they're just in here because I'm like, I'm not like.
Well, you only have to get them out if they bother you. Like, mine don't bother me either.
Well,
and people argue this with me all the time. Like, you're gonna have to get them out.
Yeah,
I haven't yet. Knock on wood. Like,
yeah,
I
mine
hope
will come in and out.
Anyways,
people are gonna be like, that's not possible. And I'm like, maybe it's not, but I'm pretty sure I was told that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any solutions for it. And it's just such a weird concept, because there are, like, maybe 2 months ago, I felt like the hottest bitch on the planet. Like, I thought I was like really that girl. And I just don't know where that energy went. I don't know why I don't see that anymore. And I know it's gonna come back, because this has been this happens. But I just, like, my skin is bad. I'm like trying to chug water so it clears up. I think my hair
Wait, your skin's great.
No, it's not. It's like bumpy.
Well, I had like really bad skin for like the past a while, I'm
it's
gonna
finally
say
clear
and
now. It's it looks great.
Finally has like cleared up. I
think the solution
the sauna.
With that, sorry, go ahead.
But I started going to the sauna when I was in Europe. There was like a sauna at the gym, so I started using it, and I noticed that my skin completely cleared, and now I've like prioritized doing that.
Okay, Zinni thinks the sauna is like the holy grail, like, solution
so
to all of
you.
Her problems.
Everything.
Every day I'm listening to her like, oh, you're gonna come to the sauna with me because you know it'll make you super skinny and have perfect skin and your hair will grow better, and like list off like
it's
200
so
things that it definitely does not
it's
do.
It's really good for you.
I went in the freaking sauna with her, all my lashes fell out. Like, I won't be going back in that sauna, but she thinks it's like the best thing.
It
in
is
this
really good for you.
Anything
it's-
good that happens
oh my gosh.
To her, she's like, it's just found a parking spot. It's probably because I went to the sauna this morning. Like, it's not related. Okay, find something else. Okay,
no, it is related.
No, it's not.
It is related,
and it's okay if you like the sauna, but I don't have to like it too. Like, just keep your pride
no,
to
I
yourself.
I love sauna. It literally cleared my skin. No one can tell me shit now.
You don't see me coming being like, you have to do paint by numbers. Like, I've never even talked
I
to you
also
about that.
I've actually just ordered one of those. I'm gonna start doing that again.
Wait, I have like 12.
Those
I got
are the
12.
Best. I used to do them all the time.
Cindy, I ordered 12 from Amazon, and they're in my room. You can have
also,
some. Of
there's
them.
A certain brand I like, so I'll see.
Is it the drinking one? I'm doing one right now that's like espresso martinis. It's so cute. And then
think about me, Renato. I wanted to say, this made me think, telling everything about the sauna. So I want to shed some insight about the mentality that, like, the way we think, or maybe it's just mom and I, but like the other day I was late for the other day I was late for my spin class. I was so upset. You guys have ever been late for a workout and like the door gets closed on you? Like, it is so defeating. I was so disappointed in myself, but then I was really mad. No, I'm not dramatic. Like, I hate making mistakes, and I was like, really? Like, you're better than this? Like, that's pathetic.
She calls me, she has 7 minutes to get to her class, and I'm like, hello? I have no idea where she is, any context. She's like, this effing driver's in my parking spot. And I'm like, hello? Like, Sydney? You're like, I'm not gonna miss this class. Like, this is unbelievable. And I'm like, Sydney, like, take a deep breath. She's like, I'm not going to this class. I have to hang up and let the instructor know. Hangs up on me, and I'm like, mom, I don't think she's coming home for dinner. Like, I was so out of, like, she just gets so riled up about the smallest incidents.
Because I just, like, can't stand the fact that, like, I was literally downtown and missed the class when, like, I should have just been more intelligent enough to know to leave earlier. I thought,
why didn't you?
I thought 30 minutes early was enough for a 5-minute drive. I forgot that the traffic in the city right now is unbelievable.
You did not leave yourself 30 minutes. Yes, I promise
did.
You that.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to check the
cameras.
But
then I was mad because, like, my true self wanted to leave an hour in advance, but I was telling myself that I need to chill out because I'm always at spin class, like, 30 minutes early. So I was like, why don't you just chill out for once? And that's what happened.
I feel like, so, you're always late though. You're never
ongoing joke in our friend group that, like, we'll be parked out front, like, I will leave for soon, like, an hour early. Anyways,
that's not true.
After I calmed down, why I brought this up is I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm actually really sore. Like, my entire body hurts. I think I, like, pulled something in my leg, and I already had ran the morning of, and I originally was gonna, like, cancel the class, and then I didn't. And I think the universe was literally like, you are not going to this class, like, rest your body.
See, there we go again. It's not that deep. Like, it's, there was no universe.
No, it is.
Anything.
So then I'm just saying. So I'm everything, like, oh my gosh, meaning. Like, this is the universe. Like, everything happens for a reason. Okay. I believe it. And then I get home and my mom was like, oh, well, maybe you were going to twist your ankle in that class. So you weren't supposed to go.
Yeah. My mom and her, actually, it's true. They will, like, attach meanings to, like, the smallest things. It's like, no one is thinking about you in your spin class.
Though. It's positive. Like, I'm like, I was upset, and then I was like, actually, this is a good thing because I need to, like, rest my body.
Anyways, I like to sign up for classes.
I'm so onto something with this.
Totally. I like to choose the classes that are in the certain spot, the certain time slot. So, like, I like to do 8 a.m. Pilates classes. So whatever the instructor is, whatever the class is, if it's in the 8 a.m. slot at the location I like, I'm going. So yesterday, the only option for the 8 a.m. was an advanced class, which means it's 10 minutes longer, okay, which I thought was no problem. And it's with an instructor that I know, and I know her from high school, and I love her, but the problem when you know the instructor is she will call you out, and I was just like, not today.
I love it.
Like, not freaking today. I'm so sore. I can, like, I'm literally so uncomfortable, which is why I don't like to work out, because I don't like being uncomfortable for an entire week. It ruins my whole week. Like, it's just really not convenient for me. And it was such an hard class. I will never be doing a Legree advanced Pilates class again. And it was just way too hard. And I don't really like that. But I know how you feel right now, being sore from... See, I'm glad I didn't go to that workout class either.
Like, hurts to sneeze.
But when the instructor's like, hold it, Georgia, get back up. I'm like, do you think that I dropped the plank because I was checking my phone? Like, I can't do it. I can't hold it that long.
Legree is such a good workout. Get back up, Georgia. But it's like, I hate it. I hate it because it's like actually like a really good workout. Oh my God.
I love Legree. I do. I don't want to give them too much clout though, because I will say, like, $49 for a class is absolutely absurd. And I'm kind of embarrassed
that
I paid that.
$49?
Yeah, they increase their prices.
$49?
The last class I bought was $49.
There's no way.
Yeah, I'll pull it up right now.
There is no way it's $49.
So I bought a class like on Monday, it was $49. And then I bought another class. I buy classes one at a time. and that one was 39, but it's between 39 to 49. And the problem too is like I buy 10 classes from them and then they expire because like I go away for a month, which I guess is not a normal thing for most people, but it's a problem with me. So I've bought like 2 10 class packs and only used 2 of the classes in each of the packs.
How fast does it expire?
Like within 30 days.
Oh, and I ask, my spin is like a year. It's good
yeah,
for
no,
a year.
It's either 30 days or 60 days, but that's not enough. And then I call them and I'm like, can you please renew the thing? And they're like, send an email. Well, okay, I'm Gen Z. I'm not like, the chances of me sending an email are about as big as nothing. I'm not doing that. Okay, I'm not doing that. So I have a bit of a bone to pick with them. Although I do love their workouts. It's the only workout that I do because it doesn't make you sweat.
It's $39 a class. Holy crap.
But Simi, they have, like, I think that's a special right now because I paid $49.
That is really expensive.
Let me show you. I love how clean it is, though. I just really love Legree. Like, it's my favorite. It's not all Pilates is Legree, by the way. So you have to try Legree. Okay, fine. It was $39.
So I woke up this morning to a little TikTok from Brad. A couple of my friends actually sent it to me. Brad made a TikTok about...
I knew this would happen.
It just made me think, though, because Brad made a TikTok being like how he's like, he feels like a protective older brother now. And it's so funny because between the two of them and like, actually, Sabrina's chill, okay? But between Georgia and Brad, I will be single the rest of my life because the second I...
That's not true. What do I
any
do?
Any single person.
What do I do? Like, I don't do anything.
Any guy I've ever ran by Georgia is an immediate no.
Cindy, you run by, like, really cringy guys. And I'm just letting you know, like, give me a good one and I will let you know. But they're cringy.
No one will ever be good enough.
You really think that?
Yeah, I don't really care, though. I think it's funny. It's good.
Well, you've never brought one. And you know what, Sunny? If I was wrong, you would have a boyfriend right now. You don't, because you know that they're cringy. So every guy that's talking to you right now, like, and you're watching this, just know, I think you are so cringy.
Yeah, no, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. Don't cut that out. Keep it in. And they're probably not even going to be watching this anyways.
It's so crazy having sisters, though, because, like, I feel like it's so easy to just, like, let... Like, you know when, like, a guy is just, like, not worth your time, but you let it slide under the radar. You can't with this girl in your ear. She's like, what the hell are you doing?
Anyways.
Yeah, no, but I just think... No, but I think that Georgia has higher standards for me than herself sometimes.
Like, well, Brad's perfect, though.
I know, Brad is perfect, but I feel like if I... Like, let's say I was dating Brad. Let's say I... No, I'm just kidding. Let's say I was dating Brad at the beginning. I think that, like...
Well, at the beginning, you did. You did say it wasn't enough at first. When I first started talking to Brad, I was like, Cindy, I've met someone. And she's like, yeah, whatever. Like, no. Okay. What? Like, she was so not.
That's true.
You were so unapproved of Brad.
That's true.
I see what you're saying, though. You're like, you can date a couple people before you meet the one. But I don't know. I just think it's such a waste of time.
I just love it. Or like anytime I'll meet Brad's friend, like I have probably met 50 of Brad's friends right now. He'd be like, oh, you're going to meet my friend, like whatever. And I'm like, oh, is he cute? And he'll just kind of look at me and he's like, no, like knock it off.
Good luck, Simi.
Oh my God, this is something I want to talk about though. Okay, you know how people always say, as you get older, this is about relationships, like your list will shrink of like, you have like a big long list of like what you want in a guy, but as you get older, like slim pickings, like that list will shrink down and you'll be like more willing to like take things off your list. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking a single thing off my list. I will die alone.
Okay, so I actually am kind of against lists. I read this book. It's like a yellow book and it talks about like your list. I forget what it's called, but I read it and it changed my life.
Okay.
And it basically is like, why the hell do you have a list of what you're looking for? Like, you should have a list of what you want to be. And it's basically saying that if you become all the things that are on your list, then you're going to attract, like, you won't need a list.
Oh my gosh. I don't have a list like that type of list, though, but I have a list of like what I need from a person.
Yeah, but
and that will never shrink.
But to me, it's like, why are you writing that down? Like, yeah, duh, well, he has to be nice. Like, what? Okay, so what's on your list?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think lists are stupid.
Well, actually, it's really private what's on my list.
Okay, I'm sure I know because every girl's list is the same. Like, funny, has a good job.
No.
Like, dominant. Yeah, okay. So that's what her list is. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, that's not like, that's like writing things to do today. Breathe, go pee. Like, obviously we're going to do those things. So the book is just like, girls always like to get together and have a powwow and talk about their list. It's like, focus on yourself, boo. Like, you need to get yourself figured out and you need to become the best absolute version of yourself. And then you're going to naturally attract that type of person anyways. And you shouldn't be like just wasting energy and thoughts on that. I don't know if I'm explaining that properly, but you should read this book.
I'm good though. I don't think I need to read anything.
Debatable.
How do you know if a guy likes you?
You just know.
How do you know?
They become obsessed with you. I think when a guy likes you, he acts like a complete imbecile. Like, he doesn't know how to control his feelings. He'll like over text you. He'll be like all in your face. He'll just be like number one thing.
When he likes you, it's like it gets like irritating and you know.
Like, ooh. Men are meant to hunt. They're meant to go and find things and hunt them down. And that's what they do for women that they like as well. They hunt. It's like their number one priority. That's naturally what they do.
Or, okay, I have a friend and she went on a first date. And they literally, in the next, like, 7 days, they had been on, like, 4 dates.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, you could also argue that it's, like, love bombing. Yeah, that's the thing. There are some crazy men out there these days that just have, like, 100 girlfriends. And it's, like, insane. Men are really getting out of control. They honestly are. Like, I feel like us women have been working on our skincare. We're like following Hailey Bieber, women listening to Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah, we're like drinking our little pomegranate juices, and then men are like, like acting out of control.
It hurts to laugh. No,
but you know what? It's like, can you chill? Like, do you need 5 girlfriends?
Is enough. But it's honestly like, I feel like enough. That's like their own journey of like.
It's irritating.
It's like they have to at some point address that with themselves and like do that work, which just sounds horrible.
It's too bad that women have to put up with that though, but
no, you don't. You don't have to put up with
Well, you can fall into the traps and get stuck and get confused.
Don't fall into the traps, ladies.
I'm really trying not to scroll anymore. I go through the phases of that as well. So I'm doing really well. I haven't been scrolling at all. And that's why I do my paint by numbers. I'm doing lots of different arts and crafts.
I've been reading.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it's way better. Like, I have like influencers too that I love to watch. I don't even want to say because it's like that's my own personal thing. Like, that's not your business.
I'm like searching up their name and like clicking. It's like, what are they up to?
My business. Yeah. But some of them throughout my time on TikTok have like followed me back. And I'm like, wait, what? But then I also get like embarrassed because, you know, when follow someone and then you become friends and then it shows you all their TikToks like throughout the years. And I'm like, oh my God, like they're going to unfollow me now. Like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, don't look at my profile. I love you.
I was thinking of this last night and I almost posted a video.
Like if I am following someone for a long time, then they follow me. When you become like friends, your whole like your like following page becomes entirely them.
Yeah.
So I'll get like the entire past 6 months of their videos.
And I'm like, oh, they probably
regret
that.
But then I'm horrified because I'm like, oh my God, they're getting the past 6 months of my videos.
Okay. Well, in that scenario, I don't care as much. It's more so when I'm meeting like Brad's friends or Brad's family or like Brad's mom. And she's like, oh my God, you have a brand on TikTok. Like, let me follow. And I'm like, no, you have no idea. Like, you might not want to commit to that. And she's like, oh, of course I'm going to follow. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, people, especially the older generation, they just don't. I know that they don't get it. So she probably thinks I'm crazy, like insane.
Well,
you know what I mean though? And it's like now she's like committed to following every single thing on my page. And I'm like, first of all, if you unfollowed me, I wouldn't notice. So like, do not feel pressure to keep following me. But I know she's going to feel the pressure. So now I feel bad. Like, oh, zip it. But it's like, you guys, I don't care. But when it comes to influencers, I do notice that stuff because there's maybe like 22 people that I love and follow, and then they eventually have followed me back. And so now we have this little arrow that shows that you're like friends on TikTok. And I'm like, she might want to unfollow me. He might be sick of watching my videos. Like, feel free to, like, don't worry. I want to keep following you for now. You know what I mean? But there's like a pressure.
Yeah.
If you want to unfollow me, unfollow me. That's the moral of this story.
Don't unfollow me.
Okay, guys. Well, why did this turn?
Before the cameras and the microphones fail us, we're going to go.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to the Sam Hunt concert tonight. So I need to go get my cowgirl boots on.
What? Are you wearing cowgirl boots?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Isn't it a country concert?
Yeah. Okay. Shit.
I'm thinking of doing that. So we're going to go get ready for that. Hopefully all of this works out and you guys see this episode. Are you going to edit it today?
Totally.
Okay. And hopefully we see you guys soon. give us lots of love and encouragement so we keep on going.
Yeah, that's kind of all it takes.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye. See you later.